So thank you, Arya, for today. I'm today for the bachelor student who are in the English medium bachelor program in design, who are in the especially the third year. I prepared this session with you to hear, to get to know more about the program that you are leading, visual communication design. Could you very briefly describe what your study program is about?
Yes, hi Namju, and thanks for inviting me. I'm quite happy to discuss this because we are, of course, at BCD, the Visual Communication Design Program. We're eager to know these new students from the Design Bachelor. To give a really short description is quite challenging at BCD because well, the program is, it used to be called graphic design. So now it's called visual communication design. And either way you look at it, both graphic design and visual communication more broadly are really vast areas. If you just look at the areas where graphic designers and communication designers work, it might be absolutely anything and everything, because wherever you look at, we people need visual means to communicate with each other. So the opportunities for students and designers are really great and vast, but at the same time, that's a challenge for the education always. But to put it briefly, our program is set to support the design student, the communication design student particularly, in finding their place and situating themselves on this vast field. So as it is, we try to actually cater for quite a generalist approach in terms of the curriculum, and we have built structures to the curriculum where it's possible for you as a designer to develop your own approach in the particular area that you are interested in. So there's a lot of so-called creative freedom in what you work with, but it's the fact that you come together with others and learn from others that gives the kind of overall learning experience, because it is such a vast field.
All right, like sounds like it's really sets like nice background knowledge for a student to understand what your program is about. But then considering the student who are in the thesis journey, entering the bachelor thesis journey, and perhaps like last year some other opportunity before entering, you know, potentially master's work, if you have some suggestion, like you expect certain like topic for this student to familiarize before entering your study program, or if there's any specific skills that student perhaps harness like in this very mode, so if you have those, like it would be nice to hear from you.
Sure, I'll try my best. I think it would be the easiest to sort of start from the expectations we have from the students that apply for the program. Because of course we do get students from two cohorts. First of all, there's the Visual Communication Design Bachelor Program, as I think everyone knows. So those students continue into our program. And at the same time, we have an intake of 15 students outside of Aalto. So first of all, it's kind of a challenge to put together these two cohorts in terms of expectations. But when we look at prospective students and what kind of group we want to work together in our learning environment, is that there's roughly three. I can say that there's roughly three kind of broader expectations that we have. First of all, there's the quite obvious one, the the need and the desire to communicate. So the communicative aspect in anything that you do is something that we really consider important. And this is in a kind of contrast, for example, as in self-expression entirely. So of course, when we talk about communication and visualization, there's always kind of illustration-based practices, for example, and certainly practices that veer on the kind of artistic side. But what we are looking at is that the person and the designer is interested in looking beyond themselves as well. So the clear kind of need to communicate is important. Second of all, it's the skills and at least the kind of interest in visualizing, of course, another obvious one for visual communication design. But that can, I think it's important to say that visualizing in our case is not only imagery, but it also involves text, which is a big part of communication, of course. So typography skills, the interest in typography layout is equally important and equally visualizing. So all in all, the kind of combinations of image and text and movement joined together is something that we are looking at. And third, we really appreciate an interest to communicate in any kind of societal context. So we are looking once again looking at the students' interests in things beyond their own immediate surroundings, the interest in contemporary issues, and certainly an aspect that we are developing in our program is that visual communication design is not only commercial, but it does. But we do think that it has a crucial stake in societal issues as well. How we communicate, how we visualize, for example, data, how we create stories in a compelling way to actually have an impact in societal and environmental issues. Those are the kind of broader range, assets that we are looking at and interests that we're looking at in our students. Does that answer any of your question?
Yeah, very much. I'm sure that like there are absolutely some students that heavily interested in this way of, I would say, active way of communicating and reaching out, not just one way, but really, you know, active interplay of like you as a creative person and the audience, whatever, you know, the other end. So I think it absolutely like, you know, resonate the interest of, I think, our student. But then maybe last question or last thing that I'd like to ask you is like, you know, but still there is some student who may be like unsure about like, you know, which program to choose to progress. Mm-hmm. If you have like the last word to encourage students to apply your study program, that would be a nice way to end this session with you.
Visual communication is something that where you, it's an opportunity to work in a quite fast pace, meaning that it's quite easy for you to get stuff out there. It's not like architecture or product design where you have to go through several stages of production, planning and production and back and forth before you actually see the end result of your design work. But rather it's a very hands-on and very fast-paced whenever you like it to be. So it's whether it's comics or illustration or type design or magazine, you know, journalistic design, whether it's print or web-based, whether it's moving image or moving typography, those are all something that you can publish quite easily and quite cheaply if you want as well. Of course, it's always so the kind of broad range of possibilities, either to work really fast-paced and get things out there, or then to develop more like more developed and more carefully elaborate design products. It's all there. So the field makes all of that possible, and I think that's very exciting for many students, for many professionals as well. And because it's about communication, there's not really a topic that is left outside. So whether you're interested in branding or mental health or communicating societal issues like representation of BIPOC people in advertising, for example, or data visualization for you know, climate crisis, to make people understand this large phenomena better, and like plus a million other topics as well. So it's so as a professional, you get to work with so many different topics, or then you can specialize in one. And that is the thing that we in the program want to help the students with. So either to concentrate in a very, like maybe a more narrow competence area, or then build a kind of ability to adopt several over the course of your career. And maybe one thing that I still left out now that I mentioned these competence areas, that we have built this master program around three competence areas. So they are not like individual tracks or something that you need to follow very closely, but we have built the curriculum around the competence areas of information, visual narrative, and type and written language. So these competence areas are something that we think are crucial to any kind of communicative goals or processes in the society, regardless of the topic. So we want to offer competencies in the form of course content to students, and they can combine courses from these competence areas in any which way they want. So there's a lot of freedom in how you build your own curriculum as well.
Wow, thank you very much. It sounds like it's very flexible, but at the same time, a lot of possibility for students to explore. Exciting. Thank you very much.
I'm happy to hear that. Thank you.
Yes.